Last week, the Dale Bumpers College of Agriculture, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas was, for the very first time, placed on the list of the top 100 agricultural and forestry colleges in the world. Dr. Mike Veda, the dean of the Bumpers College, says he wasn't aware of the exact date the QS World Rankings would be released. So he says it was a surprise email that contained pleasant news.
Very pleasant news at that. We were not aware that the QS World Rankings were going to be coming out. We did aspire to have rankings, and we are very proud of them to be number 22 in the U.S. and tied for 51st in the world.
The 2013-2014 QS rankings placed the Dale Bumpers College at number 51 in the world and number 22 in the United States. About one-third of the colleges on the list are American institutions. There are more than 25 countries represented. The overall leader, according to the QS rankings, is the University of California, Davis. A Dutch university is ranked second, Cornell third. Dr. Veda says the high ranking for the Bumpers College on an international list is important.
Well, the QS rankings are designed for international students in making selections of quality universities. The survey had included some 2,800 different universities from around the world, and so we are pleased as punch to be ranked so highly.
The overall rankings are tabulated using a collection of individual scores for categories, including academic and employer reputation surveys, faculty to student ratio, and the proportion of international students and faculty. Dean Veda says the new rankings reflect the Bumpers College efforts to address food and related subjects on a global scale. A copy of Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat, sits prominently on a shelf just outside the dean's office. He says it's imperative to have a worldview.
Well, in the Bumpers College, our majors span the whole spectrum of the food system and food businesses, how they affect food production, food quality, food product development, human nutrition, even human quality of life through hospitality, healthy body image, and healthy lifelong behavioral eating patterns. So we proudly present ourselves as the college in the businesses of foods, family, and the environment. This is a global marketplace. The businesses of foods, our students need to know who their prospective partners are, who their prospective competitors are in the world, and particularly where the markets are for them to succeed.
The QS Top 100 ranking comes after a six-year growth spurt at the Bumpers College. Dean Veda says 2007 enrollment in the college was about 1,700 students. Last year, there were more than 2,100 students in the college. He says the growth from the academic year that began in fall 2011 and the one that began last fall was 11%. He credits part of that enrollment increase to what he calls value-added experiences for undergraduate and graduate students alike in the college.
We've had several experiences in the last few years of engaging our students beyond the classroom. Honors drill sections, project-based learning, interdisciplinary team-based courses where students were asked to address specific problems. Some of those problems were commissioned by external private sector sponsors, and they would spend their academic time working on those for a capstone experience and present their findings back to those corporate private sector sponsors. That's a real-world learning experience.
He says the recently launched Bumpers Distinguished Lecture Series is another example of additional opportunities for students. The first two speakers in the series have been former President Bill Clinton and current U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Coming up just in September, we will have the Chief Administrator of the U.S. Agency of International Development, Raj Shah. He will be here on September 9th. In a partnership experience between the Bumpers College and the Walton College, and he will be having engagement with students both in the classroom and over luncheon discussions, and he will provide a direct challenge to our students to engage in international development opportunities. And his premier message is public-private sector partnerships. We are proud that we're already engaged in that line of reasoning, and our efforts are aligned with helping the U.S. effort as well as the international effort for success.
The University of Arkansas has established a very public goal of becoming a top 50 public university in the future, and Dean Veda says these recent QS rankings for the Bumpers College should help the university achieve that goal. Arkansas is one of seven schools from the Southeastern Conference to be included in the top 100 in the world, along with Texas A&M, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, Louisiana State, and Missouri. Dean Veda says the cooperation between the Bumpers College and the private sector will continue to be an emphasis in the near future.
Well, engagement with the private sector is key because one of the three tenets of all land-grant universities, going back to the Morrill Act, is engagement into the communities that we exist. In today's world, that translates to economic development opportunities and also for career placement for our students. So we are proud to be contributing to the Arkansas economy and the U.S. economy by keeping our businesses associated with foods and the environment very strong.
Mike Veda is the dean of the Dale Bumpers College of Agriculture, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas. Last week, the college was listed among the top 100 colleges in the world in agriculture and forestry by the QS World Rankings.